We're all familiar with the Gzeira of the Yavanim to prevent us from being Mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Mila. But there are other Gzeiras that the Yavanim were Mesakein as well, that we know from learning through Gemaras that the Yavanim were Mesakein, other Gzeiras that they were Geyser. They were Geyser this Gzeira on our Kiyam HaMitzvahs. They were geyser, as we know from the beginning of Ksubas, they were geyser on the ichus of Klal Yisrael, that anyone that gets married, the kala has to be first with the tibayel lehegmen tchila. They were geyser to try to create a psul and a degradation and to diminish the purity of the ichus and the mishpachas of Klal Yisrael. And they were also geyser directly on the Torah. Lahashkicham Torasecha, and in many ways, besides for assering Talmud Torah, we know that it was a Melech Yavon that was geyser to be mitargim the Torah, to translate the Torah in a way that was not considered a positive thing in those days. To translate the Torah to make it available to all cultures and all studies, to equalize it with all the other chachmos. So if you think about it, there are three areas where there are gzeiras of Chachamim, of Yavan. We have the area of the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. We have the area of the Kiyom HaMitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And we have the area of the Esek HaTorah of Klal Yisrael. It's not a surprise then that we're going to spend the Yontif of Chanukah attributing our nitzachin over Yavan to three things. We're going to say Tmeyim Biyat Tahirim, that represents the Ichus of Klal Yisrael. Rishayim Biyat Tzadikim, that represents the Kiyom HaMitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And Zaydim Biyat Oiske Seirasecha, and that represents the Kiyom HaTorah, the Kiyom of Limur HaTorah and Esek HaTorah, and the Chashivas of Torah in Klal Yisrael. When Yavan set out to make these gzeiros, it wasn't random. They had a mission. There was something that they were trying to accomplish. And what they were trying to accomplish was, they were trying to, the way Rav Huttner says it, they were trying to blur the line that separates between us and the nations of the world. They were trying to dull, to dilute that clear separation. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chayil, ben Ur l'Chayshech, ben Yisrael l'Amim. We make a Havdalah on the difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. We are not like them. We stand apart. We have an identity. The world was created for us. We have a mission. We have a Torah. And Yavan didn't like that. And they wanted to, Tiboya l'Hegmen Tchila, your families aren't unique and special and aside. We can mix in with the rest of Yavan. You're acting so differently. You have all of these godly behaviors that you do. Act like all of us. And you're connected to this lichtiga Torah. You're connected to this chachma that existed before the world was created. That's so unique and you think it's only yours? No. We can all learn Torah, or none of us can learn Torah, but it's available to everyone equally. So for us to celebrate Chanukah, we have to do it with that flavor, with the flavor of acting and being chaygeg and celebrating and making mesibas and making tremendously musical and joyful hallels and unbelievable Shabbos Chanukahs, all with the nusach of that we are not like them, that we stand apart, and celebrating the fact that we stand apart. We are the tzaddikim. We are the tahirim of Tmeyim Biyat Tahirim. We are the tzaddikim of Rishayim Biyat Tzaddikim. And we are the oiskei sayrasecha, especially us who have the zchus to learn in the Beis Medrash, that we are the oiskei sayrasecha to whom the zeidim fell. You know, there are two ways to enjoy things. A person that wants to have a good time and wants to have fun could set out to enjoy. He has a mission to enjoy. And the time that he's having that fun and experiencing that enjoyment, he'll enjoy. And then when it's over, It's over. That's one way to enjoy. But there's another way to enjoy. And that is to set out to experience something with meaning and with a mission and with a purpose. And that's also extremely satisfying and extremely enjoyable. But there's a big difference. That enjoyment doesn't go away when dessert is over. That enjoyment carries with us into the days, the months, even the years ahead. The tam, the flavor of the tainug, of the ruchnias dika tainug, of the time that we spent having a simcha together. And we're working very, very hard to be able to have a yontif together with the yeshiva, because this yeshiva, Kenai Nahara, has had such a powerful zman and has been, and the Talmidim in the yeshiva are outdoing themselves in their sdarim and in the powerful shabbosos and in the shiurim that are well attended and in the charusa shafts that are loud and robust, that when it comes to a yontif like Hanukkah, it's your yontif. And the yontif should be spent in a way that packs together the sense of enjoyment with the sense of meaning. So over this Shabbos, we have an off Shabbos, and we hope that everyone will spend a very, very meaningful and strong Shabbos with their mishpachas, and adarabah, that you'll bring home with you a little bit of the Ur HaTorah. You may be in your family one of the only, or one of the few, or maybe the only one in your family that has the opportunity, the matana, of being able to spend this many hours in front of a Gemara. So that means you're carrying that torch of Oiske Sayrasecha home with you. Spread that joy. Spread that ur. Embrace your family with the Sever Panim Yafais and with the attitude that will allow them to feel the spark of the Torah that you learn. When we come back, Be'ezer Hashem, we have an unbelievable schus that on the Yontif of Chanukah, which is all about Oiske Sayrasecha, we'll be able to hear in yeshiva express our Kavod HaTorah, that we're going to have a Hachnasa Sefer Torah on Monday. Shir will be at 11 o'clock. I strongly suggest that all of you be here anyway. We don't want to miss a day of yeshiva on Hanukkah. Sunday is already a painful sacrifice to the off Shabbos. But let's be back strong on Monday. Shir will be 11 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, we'll be dancing the new Sefer Torah, Sfardi Sefer Torah. It'll be my first time dancing a Sfardi Sefer Torah in. I'm very, very excited. I love the fact, I have to say, that the Ashkenazi Sefer Torah and the Sfardi Sefer Torah on the outside are very, very different. But they have exactly the same words. It says a lot about what we've accomplished with this yeshiva. There's this nusach and there's this nusach. But Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim, they're all the words of Hashem. And together, Sfardim and Ashkenazim will dance the Torah into the Beis HaMedrash, and then we will go upstairs for a royal feast, for a Suda that's befitting a Hachnasa Sefer Torah. On Tuesday, we don't want Tuesday to be jealous of Monday. On Tuesday, Be'ezer Hashem will be having a Mesiba on Tuesday night. We changed the tone in terms of the dancing a little bit, that it's not going to be a mesiba of dancing music. The Rosh Hashiva felt strongly that we have to express on the Yontif a sensitivity to the fact that there are many Yidden that are firsthand experiencing tremendous tzar. And that for us just to go along our merry way as if that's not happening is not expressing the sensitivity that we have. We're all walking around with a certain corner of our heart that's in pain, that's feeling the chayshech right now. So we're not going to do it that way, but the mesiba is going to be a passionate and electrifying simchadik experience. We're going to have a suda, another suda, kesudas shleima b'shaitai, another incredible suda with a kumzitz, with music, and a beautiful, beautiful event with Divrei Torah and music, and perhaps we won't be able to restrain ourselves and we'll just burst out singing and dancing by the time that Mesiba is over. But between Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be mechaber the 2 days with a night, with a Monday night. And the Monday night is the Mashgiach's Tish, tish that he does every single Hanukkah. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there. I've been there for some of them. I'm not going to be able to be there this year. But it's a valuable, valuable thing. Please, if you've been there, I don't need to convince you. If you've been there, I know you'll be there again. But in case you haven't been there yet, in case this is your first year in yeshiva and you haven't been there yet, the words that the Mashgiach says on that night of Hanukkah are very, very special and motivating and inspiring. They're a Ner Hanukkah. And I think that it would just be a hefsin merubah to miss that. It's beautiful. There's also beautiful singing. It's a beautiful kumzitz. Also a beautiful suda. And please soak it up. Most shiurim will be having mesibas on Wednesday. So stay tuned and be in touch with your Rebbe. There are some slight exceptions, but most shiurim will be having mesibas sometime over Wednesday. And then Be'ezer Hashem Thursday, Zayis Chanukah, will be our transition back to the regular, also unbelievable Seder Hayayim of our yeshiva. And hopefully by then we'll be so full, and I don't just mean from all the sudas, we'll be so full and so dripping from the infusion of Simcha and Halal and Hoidah that two things I'm davening will take place. Number one, that this yeshiva will be electrified and on fire to be able to have the next few weeks of the Zman until the end of the semester to end it the way we should end it. And in a broad sense, that we should have the zchus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take a look at every single ner that we're lighting, and every ner that we're lighting in our hearts, and every bit of light that we're bringing into the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do the rest of the job. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change everyone's life, and Gantz Klal Yisrael, and bring the Ur to the whole world, like we've been saying three times a day, when we say, Acheinu me'afela la'ira, and with the Yeshua, b'meheira v'yomeinu.